This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Drinking water hasn't been a huge issue in the race for governor, but for the residents of Kewaunee County, it's everything. The county has become the poster child for water quality concerns in Wisconsin. Danielle Kading reports on what the state has done to address the problem and how the candidates for governor say they deal with it moving forward.
Every day, Erica Balza fills up the coffee pot from a water cooler for her husband at their home in Luxembourg.
Get it ready for him. Make his coffee for the next morning.
She says any water they drink or use for cooking doesn't come from the tap.
Anything that goes inside is going to be water out of the water cooler.
Balza doesn't trust her well water is safe to drink. 2 years ago, her husband turned on the shower before bed and the water came out brown.
And it just stunk. It smelled like manure. It was pure manure.
Families like Balza's have been helped by state government under Governor Scott Walker's administration. The question for some is whether Walker's Department of Natural Resources acted soon enough and whether it's done enough to help. Walker's DNR formed a work group to address water contamination several years ago, but that only happened after environmental groups and residents pushed for an investigation into why a third of wells tested above state and federal health standards for nitrates and bacteria. A 2-year study in the county followed that found 60% of wells tested had signs of waste from cows and people. Researcher Maureen Muldoon with UW Oshkosh worked on the study.
There are times of the year where the majority of the impacted wells are seeing bovine contamination, and there are times of the year where there's more human contamination than bovine contamination.
But Muldoon says the amount of contamination is usually bigger for cows, which outnumber people there 5-1. The research led to new state standards for manure spreading in eastern Wisconsin that were approved by Walker. They banned farms with less than 2 feet of soil from spreading manure due to the region's sensitive geology. While the new rules made farming more complicated, the Wisconsin Farm Bureau supports them. Paul Zimmerman is the group's lobbyist.
I know from the farm community, we do not want groundwater contamination. I mean, farmers don't want to have wells contaminated because it could be their own well. They, they live there and their family lives there. So farmers in general do not want groundwater contamination.
Kewaunee County conservationist Davina Bonas supports the new state rules, too. She says the county recently passed an ordinance so they would have more power to enforce state standards at the local level.
Bringing it all to the county and giving it the responsibility to the county and not having to rely on the DNR, who's also extremely understaffed and very stretched thin for their resources, it kind of just gives us local control of that.
It's that DNR staffing that has come under scrutiny in the race for governor. Critics argue DNR staff and funding cuts under Walker's administration have led to lax enforcement and oversight of water quality. Democrat Tony Evers says those cuts and limits on local control are the root cause of the state's problems with drinking water.
The result was we have a Department of Natural Resources that, frankly, is not science-based anymore, making decisions for the people of Kewaunee County, and it's just ridiculous.
Evers says he would increase staff and funding for the DNR and provide low-cost loans to help address well contamination statewide. Governor Walker's campaign spokesman said in a statement that Walker would work to make sure all families have access to safe drinking water. Erica Balza says a state grant paid for 75% of the cost to replace her well.
Some people have $14,000 on hand, but we don't, especially with medical bills.
But Balza says she'd like the state to do more to enforce rules that protect drinking water so that stories like hers don't become more common in Wisconsin. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.